This is your girl, Kim Knox, and welcome to my podcast. Today, I am talking about breast cancer awareness. This October is the official month of breast cancer awareness, and it's something that for most of us, especially myself, I have been affected by it, not personally, but I have some pretty close people in my life who within the past 3 years have been diagnosed with breast cancer. And out of those three people, two of them have gone on to be, the cancer is fully gone, and they're now, considered a survivor, and it's in remission. And one is still going through the process and had to lose one of her breasts. It's real. One day you're going about your life, and then one day you notice you have a lump under your arm or on your breast, or your nipple has changed the texture. And for most of us, we probably would panic, because I know I would. Because the first thing that comes to mind, I would guess, is that I'm dying. Because that's what most people think. The problem is that you will die if you don't seek proper treatment, if you don't take care of yourself. And taking care of yourself means that you should be doing self-checks every month so that you are aware of the changes in your body. If there is something that seems odd or bizarre, then you should be making a doctor's appointment. Most women start getting mammograms at the age of 40. However, if your family has a history of breast cancer in it, they will start as early, if I'm not mistaken, as 35 years old, because you need to. That's something that you need to stay ahead. A lot of people will argue that they don't have insurance, so they can't go to the doctor. There are clinics. As a matter of fact, I remember back in 2009, I had lost my job. So going into 2010, it was time for my mammogram and my pap. And there was a number that you called to the clinic, and they sent me right on over to one of the local hospitals, and they gladly did my mammogram, and it was absolutely free. Team, no excuses. Also, it's just a good time to start taking better care of yourself, especially I feel like the older I get, you know better, you should do better. I worked for a chiropractor for 2 years, and it was, I would like to say, I think I've learned the most from working with him probably through any other job that I've ever had, because he focuses on natural alternative health. I've worked in the medical field for almost 20 years, so working in chiropractic was quite different, but also in the same. He always gave classes on eating an alkaline diet. When you're diagnosed with any form of cancer, or any form of disease, most doctors, a good doctor, would instruct you to try to eat an alkaline diet. And if you're more than welcome to go and Google and look this information up for yourselves. But an alkaline diet does not allow disease to live in your body. When your body is very acidic, that's when certain things start to come into our bodies. And so even in the office itself, we never had we didn't have a microwave. We didn't have coffee, but we did have organic teas that he offered that came along with organic sugars or stevia, or I don't even know that we even had honey, but it was very natural. There are plants that you can get for your home that allows the air to be filtered. He took all of those things into consideration. Sugar, for what it's worth, causes inflammation in the body. So when your body is inflamed, and most of our bodies are inflamed, and we have absolutely no idea that it's inflamed, we just complain about, oh, I feel sluggish, or oh, my body aches and it hurts. We as Americans consume way too much processed food, and it also includes too much sugar. And this sugar is basically killing us, not to mention a lot of the meats that we take into our bodies are filled with steroids, among other things, and we just put it into our bodies. And not only that, we put it into our children's bodies. And so it's just like when you have an infant, you don't have the baby and all of a sudden you just feed the baby table food. No, you have to give them formula. And most people, most doctors would instruct you, if you can, to breastfeed, because it's better for the baby's brain health. And so you go from some of the most natural foods there are to basically crap. And we give our kids McDonald's and all this crap and wonder why they're overweight, wonder why we're overweight. And so with that being said, I don't want it to just be about breast cancer or any cancer of that nature. You should be trying to live a healthier lifestyle, because it's going to change your life. Also, meditating, the less stress, lessen your alcohol, taking vitamin D3 is very good for you. Like I said, taking in lots of green leafy vegetables, that's excellent. And exercise, reducing your stress level. If it's not helping, it's a hindrance. Get rid of it. Especially moving, we're getting ready to move into the end of the year. It's a good time to start re-ing up on your vitamins. I know I have, to boost my immune system. So yeah, it's just a good time overall. Not to mention, I will say that women are not the only ones that's affected by breast cancer. There are tons of men out here who are being affected by breast cancer as well. Once again, since they don't really do breast exams, if you know their nipples are inverted, anything that just seems strange, a change in skin texture, they too need to go and seek help from a physician, so that once again, they're able to live long, healthy lives. And lastly, for me, I'm not a big proponent of donating money or items to these bigger foundations like the Susan G. Komen, simply because I've heard so many negative things surrounding those foundations that the people that are affected by the disease rarely gets any of the funding. And like I said, I have been surrounded by at least three people in my personal life that has been affected. I would rather give the money that I have and the support to those who I know truly need it, and I can help directly, and maybe ask those people that I know to also donate. It's I worked for a period of time on a rehab unit that dealt with spinal cord and traumatic brain injured children. And one thing I will say is that those families stay for months at a time, at a higher rate than anyone else, because these rooms are built for the families to live in so that their children would get therapies. 9 times out of 10, it depends on the dynamics of the families. One person is going to either have to quit their job or basically take a leave from work because someone is encouraged to be there at all times with the child or with that person. And the other person holds the fort down on the other end. And most people, you know, I look at, you know, most people that I know, finances are not set up. I don't know any wealthy people. I'll just put it like that. I'm not surrounded by wealthy people. And so as much as I would like to be, and I would like to be wealthy myself, but the average person, we're all basically probably two paychecks away from being destitute and homeless. And so with that being said, not only are their finances at home getting behind, but they are also accumulating this financial debt due to their loved ones being in the hospital and the stress of eventually having to come home and that person not being the same as they were when they came in. And for most people, it would either bring you closer together or tear you completely apart. And I say all of that to say this. I would not, for as much as I would love to donate and give money to foundations and know that that's helping someone, I don't know that my dollars are going to those foundations. And if I can help someone that I know that's personally going through something, to help out in any way, maybe a gift card from a grocery store or, just a gift card in general, gas card, whatever. Christmas is coming up. If they have children, it'll be a great help to them to at least be able to offer a gift card so that they can give their kids a nice Christmas. Like I said, it's that time of year. And if you're going to give to someone that you know. I remember having a conversation not too long ago with a young lady that I met that was diagnosed with cancer, breast cancer. And her first thing was she said that she was very ashamed. She didn't want to talk to anybody. Never discount just being there and being a person to just sit and talk and or just be their day, because I can only imagine it's a very stressful time. Our breasts make us in a lot of ways very feminine. It separates us from men, and especially those women who have to go through a cosmetic procedure where they lose their breasts, that is, or even losing your hair. That's a very big deal. It's a very big deal. So look out for those people. Try to be a little kinder and be aware, because I think a lot of people are not aware until they get in that situation. And even then, it's like an out of sight, out of mind situation where you don't see them. Oh, I wonder how such and such is doing. And you never pick up the phone and call. We all need that support system, especially when we're going through something, and especially going into these holiday months, it can get very rough for people. So remember to, first of all, let's take care of ourselves. Let's be the best that we could possibly be, so we can be the best for the people that's in our lives. You know, you can't pour from an empty cup. So let's remember to do our breast exams. Let's remember to go and get our PAPs and our mammograms done if possible or if needed. This is your girl, Kim Knox.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.